Welcome to Seraphim's Basketball. Today, Thursday, December 17th, 2020. Today's episode, Power Play. We'll be giving an ear of the listening audience unto the categories of basketball's power play known as offense, defense, unitary, court demeanor, possession, and regulation. Looking unto how those facets and subcategories make the complete amalgamation of power play and how power play determines the outcomes of competition. We'll begin with offense and the subcategories protection, inclination, and execution. Offensively, protection is the key to adding points unto the score, adding efficiency unto units, and adding confidence into players. With the proscription of handles and how possessions are handled offensively, protection, the number one influencer in confidence, resides within the ball handler and the current unit of play at the current time. They are used with inclinations. Inclinations on spots, inclinations on set plays, and inclinations on continuity. With those inclinations, avoiding mishaps and trouble in offense are the prescribed diagnosis of the protective inclination, saying to that inclinations of offense are used and created with the verities of set plays, the verities of rebounds, and the verities of resets. Those inclinations have more dictal protection in offense than using a forthright run and gun style or type of offense. That is how the protectional inclinations are variably depthful in execution. How the offense executes under scrutiny, how the offense executes in deficit, how the offense executes when ahead. You know, that is when the protectional vice of offense has to be inclined or executed in the inclination, I should say. The protection of the offense has to be executed in inclinatal proscription. Reason being, defenses, which subcategories of vice, pressure, and tenacity, destroy those non-aggregated or non-defiable inclinations. You know, and the vice of that defense is as such as its creation, where defense is the mediator between offense and offensive units. The vice of defense is to control the offensive flow. You know, and the vice itself, defense, makes the world of difference in situations of possession where the protective stance of offense may lapse. And that is due to pressure. You know, the pressure of the defense would either be wary or strong. You know, and in those strong pressure situations, execution of offense, if not the offense, be tightly honed and sharpened around the edges, that pressure of defense breaks down the inclination of execution, where you have to give the defense all the praise and all the glory for its tenacity. Well, any defense without tenacity would be scored upon inclinatal, lively, through and through, through the execution of offense due to lack of tenacity on the defense. You know, the tenacitous thrills of defenders in modern day basketball, basketball of the new millennium, has been watered down some due unto the facets of the gear of the game. You know, the gear of the game is aimed and directed unto protecting the offensive player. Therefore, defenses with tenacitous proscriptions must be made cautious and use caution that their inclination of the offense don't overpower or overbear due to the gear of the modern day game. Unitary, the subject, subcategory areas, bond, chemistry, and reaction gives proof unto the defense and offense, which are the defensive proscription and the offensive diagnoses. Unitary, bond of the unit, which is in play at the current situation, must have its full capacity and its full girth of effort in its bonding, where the unit either executes or comes off the floor. With units that are non-effective or non-executing or non-effective, affect the opposite side of the ball. How so? In its chemistry. There, if the bonding of the unit is unitarily unsung and unweaveled, then the chemistry would be the knack of defense and the knack of offense, which would need to be sharpened around the edges and brought to a head in its prescription and diagnoses. The reaction of the unitary due to the chemistry and bond of the unit on the court is validly so. You know, the reaction of a unitary that has a bonding is going to be strong and strengthened and exertive in all natures. Unlikewise, the chemistry of a unitary which is flowing and fluous and fluid and fluid or fluidity would make that unitary strong. That the reaction be decisively good or decisively bad, with bondings that are tight, reaction is good. With chemistry that is fluous, the reaction is good. With bondings that are loose, the reaction is bad. And chemistry that is non-fissive, the reaction is also bad, leaving a yes or no, equation of countering in the court demeanor or power play. How so? The three subcategory entities: impartial, resilient, and amenable. Power play in the game of basketball is congruently the offspring of the demeanor of the courtship itself. The unitary and the unit may have a court demeanor of farcical, whimsical, and be blighted upon in their power play due to the non-tenacity of the inclination of the demeanor of the athletes, which is why the subcategories impartial, resilient, and amenable are the distinct countercall to the power play and its effectiveness. Impartial court demeanor, you're ready for anything. Impartial court demeanor, you can flow with the wind, or go with the flow, as they commonly say. Impartial court demeanor gives confidence in the units which must conclude and achieve above the defensive pressures that their offensive execution be either good or bad. The resilience in court demeanor is what stratiates the active man and what catalyzes the role player. Court demeanors and power play often come to be the pinned of pinnacle in its resilience. And in that resilience, ability establishes itself as the demeanor of the unit of athletes on the court. Good or no good. And that's possession by possession. Some possessions you will have power plays which need no reset or no rebound or no second chance. You know, it's just a downright, outright power play. I give you such an instance. Second quarter, you're down three, and flailing in the strokes from the field. And you get a offensive set of possession where the offense is playing as a unit and strengthening as the competition wears itself. And there becomes a possession on the court, which an and one is conversional. Down three. Second quarter. The core of the possession. The core of the possession could either jumpstart a rally or jumpstart a run, or the core of the possession could fall away and become a deficitary possession in the confidence of the current unit, which is why and how most times in a 3 to 5 point deficit, you want to get a power play to upstart the rally and the run. The power of the power play is the catalyst needed on the first instance of the conversional run. Well, the conversionals are in a current deficit, but amenable by its last conversion. That gives breath of life unto the unit going into the half, where the second half, to restart that system from where the conversional began. Deep in the second quarter, midway through the second quarter, power play conversionals to upstart and catalyze the efficiency of the possessions. And that goes throughout the regulation. You know, regulation where the subcategories are boundary, efficiency, and prevalence. That stands to say, so far in itself, that by the end of regulation, the boundary of our play would be either victorious or defeat. That regulation, which starts with possession by possession by possession in each regulatory quarter, by the boundary of time, before time expires. You only have so much time to be efficient in regulation, which is why deficits and possessions in deficits are detrimental unto the realm of power play. Efficiency. Efficiency as a unit. Efficiency as an individual athlete. Efficiency as a comprised team. And those prevalences of regulation, which are often overlooked by coaches, by players, by referees, you know, those prevalences of execution and inclination for offense, those prevalences are often overlooked in the course of possession, the possessional core. Same on defense. Tenacity and pressure may sometimes falter. The prevalence of that regulation is a possessional core of non-efficiency, where efficiency is the name of the game to be victorious in the boundary of regulation. We've come to the end of episode Power Play today, Thursday, December 17th, 2020. And we'd like to leave you with a pertinent escape of the pressure in power play. How so? Being accountable. Being readily efficient. Being readily assertive in each possession. Never let regulation, the boundaries of regulation, overexert the efficient power in play. 1-1. Seraphim's basketball. All day, all night. May your play be your way. Twiggy Tweed.